Good evening. It's 547. It was 80 years ago today that Prohibition officially ended. So why not add a little local flavor to your Repeal Day celebration? The Seattle area has become a hotbed for wineries and microbreweries. Now distilleries are popping up, and one of them is Copper Works on the Seattle waterfront. With us on the Como Newsline, Jason Parker, the co-founder of Copper Works. Jason, thanks for being with us. When did you guys open?
Well, we opened in October the 5th of this year, so it's been about 2 months.
Jason, what's cooking in the still?
Right. Today we started making whiskey. We've been making gin and vodka and getting the doors open with the clear spirits, but now we've got whiskey, all malt whiskey.
Wineries need grapes, beers need hops and barley. Is there something about the Seattle area that a good distillery needs to make great spirits?
Well, a couple of things. You need good stills and you need great ingredients. We're making everything from a malt-based beer with no hops and no carbonation.
How are you planning on celebrating Repeal Day?
Just a few hours from now, we're going to be having a couple of cocktails up at some of the bars that are carrying our product. One of the ones that I love is the Negroni, the classic one, easy to make, one part of gin, one part vermouth, and one part Campari, being, you know, kind of red, kind of seems seasonal. So we'll do that. And then maybe the Turf cocktail, a really beautiful old cocktail from over 100 years ago. I learned about it from a company, a product called Imbibe Magazine. It's 2 ounces of gin, 3/4 of dry vermouth, and 1/4 of maraschino liqueur with the red cherry, totally a different product than the maraschino liqueur, and a dash of absinthe and a dash of orange bitters. Beautiful cocktail.
Sounds very festive. Jason, as you talk, we're talking with Jason Parker, co-founder of Copper Works. Can you give maybe another holiday seasonal themed recipe that you might have for a cocktail?
Really, the only other one that I think of that has sort of holiday all over it is going to be the Vesper. And the only reason I say that is because in James Bond's original book, not the movie, but the book Casino Royale, it was in the wintertime when we ordered the Vesper, and that was 3 parts gin, a part of vodka, and then a half a part of Lillet Blanc, that beautiful, clear, kind of sweet vermouth.
Okay, I'm writing these down. Vesper, and then Turf, and then Negroni, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to put those in my back pocket.
You're going to have fun tonight.
Well, maybe over the holidays. Maybe not tonight. Now, tell us, do you guys have a tasting room or tours available to the public?
Yeah, we do. We're open on Wednesday through Sunday, pretty much 2 to 7 every day. And we get about 100 people in a day getting a chance to taste the gin and vodka, hear the story about the whiskey going up in barrels. That'll be available in about 2 years. And for now, all we can do is just wait. Drink the gin and the vodka.
Pretty amazing interest for being open for 2 months. That's good news for you. Jason, happy holidays. Thanks for sharing with us, and happy Repeal Day.
Yeah, no
kidding. Well, likewise.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason Parker, co-founder of Copper Works.